Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat brought to you Mivein Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Tzadi. We're holding at the Eilat Mishnah on daf Peitet Amud Beit. And we're continuing now with the various shiurim in order to be b'chayav v'chatat for hotza'ah. Hamotzi etzim, take out wood. Wood is essentially valuable for its energy content. We're talking about small pieces of wood here, obviously, that are not going to be usable for things like building purposes, where that would be primary purpose. Then, kedela vashel beitza kala, the shear would be enough to make a beitza kala, which we said before, is the kind of eggs that we use, beitza of tarnagolet. Kala, in the sense of very low energy requirements to get it prepared for eating. If somebody takes out tavlin, spices, then this shear would be kedela tabel beitza kala, would be as many spices, much spice as you need to fix up that small amount of beitza kala. And any type of spice, bitztarfim zeimzeh, you could add to that shear, a very small shear, and it doesn't even need a particular single type. The Gemara is going to ask on this how you can be mitzar of things that don't seem to have anything in common. I mean, it may be different type of tastes that don't add up together. If you take out klipei agozim, this refers to the greenish cover of, well, we have fresh nuts, and those were used to make green dye stuff. Klipei rimonim, we have pomegranate peel, and that was used in order to make a red dye stuff. Istis is still called isatis, is its technical name, which is a tincture that's called isatis tinkortar. Pua is madder. These are also used for dye stuff. You mix it with water. Kedele tzboa ben beket katan. It's enough to make a small color, to make the color, of course, of a small ribbon. Now, that beket katan was the piece of acha, was hung off of a woman's hat for decoration, as we've seen many times. Meiragalayim, urine. Urine was used as a cleaning agent, detergent, for its ammonia content. Neter, as we call it, natron. Borit, kamulia, and ashlag, various detergents. We'll see later on more details about them. The shear would be to wash that same beket katan, which is a piece of achat. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, there's special usages for these things, and that is the Mishnah in Masechet Nida tells us. They serve as a test for the presence of blood in a ketan, and therefore the shear is, when they put it in a specific order, is kedela avir ta ketan, much smaller amount than is needed for washing a beket katan. It's enough to check a ketan of a nida, which is only a shear of a kegris. Asks the Gemara, didn't we have all of this before? Tanina chodazimna? Kon, if you have a reed, it's kedela sot kulmos. It's in order to make a pen, but if it's unusable for a pen, im ha'ya'av, let's say it's too thick for a pen, or it's cracked, it's merusatz, then it's useful for its energy content. And we explained over there, what is its energy content? It should be mixed there, mixed up with oil, put into a frying pan. So why do we need to repeat here exactly the same shear for etzim? I mean, it's obvious. No, it's not obvious, because that's because you cannot use a soft reed that is useless for a pen for anything but its energy content. When it comes to wood, one of the useful things of wood is that it's easily woodable, and therefore you can make it in any shape you want, which makes it very useful to make teeth for a lock, which would be a unique lock, and it would make it the chozer l'kakada klida, for the teeth of a lock. In which case, even a very tiny amount of this, way less than would be necessary to burn for its energy content, so therefore a filu kol shu should be sufficient. Kamash malan, that indeed, that is not the primary usage. Primary usage is its energy content. Tavlin kidei letabel beitzakala. Vraminu. Does it not say in the Mishnah, in Orla, that if you're talking about the tziruf of various tavlin in the same dish, so the question over there is, will it aser the dish if the tavlin are aser? So if you have tavlin, even of two or three different types, mimin echad, subspecies, or even shlosha minim, it would all be aser, and they'd be mitzar from zeimze. And Hizkia explained over there, but obviously that can't be taken literally, because how could different things be mitzvah for them? Nothing in common. It's got to be that they're members of the same set of tavlins. Even though they're different species, they are all mine mitika. They are all various type of sweeteners. So therefore, okay, you can add different sweeteners. Or you can add different things that make things sharp, or so on and so forth. But you can't add things to each other to have a shear where they don't support each other's tastes, why would they be minstarim? So since they're causal amatek kikdera, it's a time of the causal amatek kikdera. That's the only reason they're minstarim, but it wouldn't be for that. Allah v'achi lo. And over here, obviously, for Hotzav Shabbat, it has to also be Ro'wi to be Mitzarev. So it's like, well, okay. The same way Chizki explained the Mishnah in Orla that way, it would be the same thing over here. When the Mishnah says you can be Mitzarev, anything that you want, that's what it means. Klipe Gazim, Klipe Rimonim, Sati, Supua, Kedeli, Zboa, Beget Katan. The shir would be whatever it takes to make a Beget Katan. Moshe wants to join us for the daf. All right. You there, Moshe? Yeah, you're looking better than usual.
Look on Marty's face.
he's become virtual. But it's okay, virtual things. First of all, they can travel at the speed of light, which helps them get to class on time.
That's the sound that it's making
out.
Oh, my gosh. I hope that's not coming from Art now. Let's try that again. So all of these various, said the Mishnah, the next thing was, that all of the various dye stuffs, klipei akazim, klipei rimonim, satis pua, it's all gedelitz boah beged katan. Now, our problem, this is a problem that we've already looked at in other contexts earlier, v'ramini, amotzi samanim shruyi. If you have a dye that's already been made, so you've got a liquid dye, so then the shir is gedelitz boah v'em dugma le'ira. The shir would be to just have a small, little piece of material that can be used as a sample. And the size of that is what's used by a weaver to stuff up the shuttle that holds the woof threads so that it doesn't fall out. There's a little tiny bit that you put into a thimble-sized thing. It's slightly larger.
Is it like on a loom?
On a loom, which is very small. And why over here does it say it has to be a beged katan, which is a good deal larger than that? And as we explained earlier, there's a big difference between the raw ingredients of a dye and the actual functional dyeing liquid, because ein adam toreach lishrot samamani lizbov em dugma le'ira. Nobody is going to take that small amount to create the dye. It's just too much trouble. So if you've already got a dye stuff, you're right, the shiur is smaller. But if you only have these ingredients, then you take what is usually used. And again, always primary usage determines it. Merag layim, how about urine? Tana merag layim ad. Now, there's so many different girsot. So, one girsa is ad arboim yom, meaning that after the urine has been sitting around for over 40 days, it no longer has its full chemical content, and it starts decaying, and now you can't use it for cleaning purposes and so on. Other girsa is meirag laim ad ben arboim yom, which would mean that it would have to be an infant's meirag laim. Now, there's problems with all of these girsot. The Tosfos points out that we have sugyas that say the opposite. There's another girsa that says meirag laim shel arba'im yom, that you don't get the proper ammonia unless it's been sitting around for 40 days. There's bases for and against all of these girsot. Neter, Tana, we're talking about netron. It's neter alexandrit and not neter antipatris. Some of the girsa, a patron here. Borit, Amar Rav Yehuda, well, borit is essentially like Ajax, but it's the whole content. Right? You rub. It says, well, how could it be whole? Well, tell you how borit va chol. Obviously, Ajax is a mixture of various detergents with also rubbing things.
You brace it.
You put the two, it's abrasive. Exactly. Thank you. I'm looking for the word, but I pretend that I remembered. Borit va chol, it's the old aphasia. So, therefore, must be, if you list borit and chol separately, which is the borit? The borit is the kavrita. Meitve, how could it be the borit, the kavrita, which is sulfur? Hosifo aleim achal bitzim, aleunin, haborit, v'ahal. They add to the list of things that there's shvias on, kedusha shvias. Kavrita. These are various plants that are all used for these dyeing purposes, or cleaning purposes, which lechora you have, because of the remes in the pasuk, that even dye stuffs are considered to be chayev and shviyas. But sulfur? This is a good one. Sulfur, a new chumra. I mean, we know that we need a badatz on the water, but we never knew we needed a badatz on sulfur. Mi'ita b'shviyas isn't the rule when it comes to shmita. That zakla, kol sheyesh lo ikar, yesh lo shviyas, think something has to have roots. and it has to be growing in order for it to be chayiv in shvias. She'ein lo ikar, ein lo shvias. The fact that it comes out of the ground doesn't impress us. It's not growing. So how could it possibly be kavrita? Can we try that again, please? I'm going back to what I said. I say kavrita is alo, ala. But we have a problem with that, because the brayta lists separately borit and ala. Yeah, well, I'm sticking by my guns this time. There's two types of aloes. There's the borit alo, and there's the regular alo. Kimulia. Om Rav Yudah, everybody knows what kimulia is. It's shloftotes. So that's something like chamomile. It's a type of grass that is removed, says the oracle, it's removed from its place, shlof. It's put back into the ground, dots. When it finishes growing, you grind it up, dry it first, grind it up, and then it's used to rub your hands in the car garages. Ashlag, Omar Shmuel, Sha'altina l'chum nechute yam, I asked all these guys that get around, you know, the sailors, and they told me it's called shunana, and it's actually found in the sea, and the best place to get it is mishtakach benukva de marganita. You get it out of oyster shells. Umavka de baramza de pars, you take a long metal nail, and you dig it out, and that is a very powerful detergent agent. Continues the Elikam Mishnah, pilpelet kol shohu. So Rashi says that pilpelet is not pepper. Now, it would appear that the reason he says it's not pepper is because the Mishnah just got finished saying tavlin, the shear of tavlin is for an egg, so pilpelet wouldn't be. But it's used in the Gemara, as we'll see, for reach hapeh. So it's used for halitosis. Taina is the Rashash on Rashi, but that's really weird, because earlier the Gemara said that yotzeit isha bepilpel shebepia, which is clearly pepper, and it's used for reach hapeh. So it's very strange to say, well, but this isn't pilpel, this is pilpelet, and the pilpelet is used for reach hapeh. I mean, why doesn't Rashi simply say that pilpel has a smaller shear than normal tavlin, because you don't have to use it for food, you can use it directly. It's obviously much more powerful. It leaves us with a question on Rashi, but in any event, it's some type of thing that's related to pepper, which is good for breath pills.
Is there a difference between the ground pepper of a salmon and the little ball?
Yeah, this means a ball, of course. Yeah, but the ground is made out of the balls. You wouldn't suck on that. Itron, kol shehu. So itron is resin that comes out of a tree. And the mine besami, we'll see, the Gemara's going to ask, what would you do with a tiny bit of itron? I mean, it's highly flammable, but what good is it? Mine besamin, mine matachot, any type of bosam. I mean, you don't need a heck of a lot of perfume or spray in a room to give a smell, a little bit. Mine matachot, small bits of metal are also useful. The Gemara's going to ask, for what? If you take out ruined things that require geniza, now, remember that anything that is matznin kamoto, we said earlier, that the very fact that you need to put it aside gives it a chashivut. Since the following things all require geniza, and you can't just throw it out, so that gives it the chashivut. Now, for instance, you have avdei mizbeach that became posel, you have afar hamizbeach, you have mekek of svarim. So here you had sifrei kodesh that are eaten up by bookworms, and you leave behind now the material that's been ruined, which anybody who's been around old books is used to seeing that, or used to be. Mekek of mitpachotehem, of the mitpachat, which is a different type of larvae, we'll see. Even kolsho, why? Shematznenotan legonzan, because you need to be matznia this in order to be mekayim b'chiv of geniza, because anything that had kedusha, you have to be gonis. Now the Ramban points out, this only works out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because this is a malacha shein tzricha legufa. You're trying to get rid of this stuff. You don't need to transfer it to a different place for itself. And therefore, if you don't hold that a malacha shein tzricha legufa is chayav alav, then this would be not a good excuse for a shir of otzah. You'd always be pater. We're giving the shir of otzah to be chayav achatas. And indeed, Rabbi Yehuda omer, afa motzim esham shehav odazorah koshehu. The truth is, forget about the chashivut for geniza. How about the chashivut to take it out in order to burn it? Since the Torah is mechayev you, even on the slightest amount of mesham shavu dezora, it says lo yidbak biyotcha ma'uma menachem, the tiniest amount. So if the Torah is machshev a tiny amount, then that would be the shear of hotzah as well. Again, this would be l'shitato that even though it's a malach shen tzrich legufa. Says the Gemara, pilpelet kol shehu, I mean, a tiny bit of pilpel, what is that good for? L'maychazia, you suck on it, l'reach hapeh. Itron kol shehu, what good is that? You sniff it for migraines, l'tzilchata. Mine b'tzamim, kosher him. Tana rabbanan. Hamotzi reach ra, kosher. They used to use things that give off awful smells in hospital rooms to chase away the bacteria or the evil spirits, depending on which particular approach you took to disease. But that also was used. A tiny amount could smell up a whole room. Shemen tov, kosher. Argaman, kosher. Betulat averet, kosher. These are all tiny bits of good-smelling things that are used for mixing with other things. Mine matachot kosher. What would you use that for? Lamai chazu. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, shekein roi lasot b'minu darbein katan. You can use it to make a small darbein. Remember that the darbein was a little feedback device that was put onto an animal so that if it ever turned, it would get a prick in its cheek, which would force it to look the other direction. And you put one on either side so that it would learn to just keep looking ahead and walk the straight and narrow. Well, you can walk the straight and narrow, and it takes out only a little bit of metal to make a darbein. So, why don't we say that it would be usable for making the teeth in a lock? Apparently, because it's very difficult to work with a small piece of metal or wood. You can whittle, but you can't really whittle metal very easily. When it comes to the shiur of metal that you're going to give to the Beit HaMikdash, he didn't specify how much metal do you mean. It's got to be a sheet of metal, one amma by one amma. What would you do with that? My chaz, if you're giving it to the Beit HaKabayit, what's it for? Om Rav Yosef, because they used to make the Kalya Orev. The Kalya Orev was a type of covering that they put on the roof of the Beit HaMikdash with sharp-edged metal to prevent crows from settling on the roof and making it filthy and disgusting. And so the Kalya Orev tiles were one amma by one amma. As a matter of fact, there's another girsa in the Yacherim, Ikri Amri, that what the Yacherim said was not amma al amma. The Yacherim said, well, if you made a donation of metal, don't give less than a Kalya Orev. The comma, how much is the Kalya Orev in this version, says Rav Yosef is an amma al amma. This is the question, whether Rav Yosef was a Pirish on the Yacherim, or that was what the Yacherim had said. Nechoshet. Somebody gave a certain amount of copper, but he didn't say how much. Lo yivchot mima'ah kesef. He shouldn't give less than a silver ma'ah's worth of nechoshet. Now, the Rishonim asks, but why don't we say like we did somebody with Zav? You give the smallest coin of Zav. Why wouldn't we say the same thing with nechoshet? And the answer appears to be that the smallest coin of nechoshet is a pruta. And a pruta is a really cheapo kind of gift, and therefore it's unlikely that when a person gives a gift to the Beit HaKabayit, his kavona is, I'm going to give a penny to the Beit HaKabayit, and therefore it's got to be a shir of the chashivut of the metal. Tani Rebbe Eliezer Amar, lo yifchot mitzinora kitana shal nechoshet. No. There's a usage for nechoshet. It's enough nechoshet to make a little tiny fork-like device, which was used for, originally, was used for drawing out small threads of metal. But what do they use it for today in the Beit HaKabayit? L'may chazim, Amar Abayit, you use it, shekem mechatkin ba'tapetilot, to become kinan neirot, use it in the menorah. So it's very good, first of all, using it to break off the top half of burnt petilot, and you can also scrape around the neirot to get out any of the deposit of the old oil or ash that's fallen into the lamp. Mekek sfarim, mekek nitpach, mekek sfarim, and mekek mitpachot. Om Rav Yehuda, mekek is the technical reference to the larvae that buries through what we call bookworms, that buries through sfarim. Techak is the name of the larvae that eats through valuable clothing, the shiroi. Ila is the name of the larvae that eats up grapes. Pet is the name of the larvae that buries through te'enim, figs. Ha is the name of that eats through rimonim. And by the way, for a human to eat any of these things is dangerous. Kula sakanta. And actually, there was a Talmud in Shir that was sitting there chewing some figs. Avayatik, I made Rabbi Yochanan. He was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And Avayka'achata, and he was eating these te'enim. And he says, hey, oh my gosh, Rebbe, there seem to be like little forms in these te'enim. Said Rabbi Yochanan, oh my God, this kid is dead. He's not going to survive. Well, yeah, obviously you're not supposed to eat it. He didn't know. They actually bring la'alocha because of this, not to eat these things at night when you can't check them.
Or in shear.
Yeah, maybe it was Maybe it was a comment about eating a Jew.
The Rav said about the Pnisus from Yimach Jens with Kukva. Perhaps since our post Gemara time, we said that the whole purpose of Pnisus farm is for Shmira. And if you say it's for Pnisus for Shmira, then it's
interesting. Please take out a whole suitcase of the Avon man. This has got like 15 different kind of
man?
It used to be.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was a Fuller Brush man and an Avon lady.
No, it was never an Avon lady. No decent lady would be ringing doorbells. Please. The Avon man. Besides that, there's nothing attractive to the household woman if a woman comes. The whole point of it was the excitement. I mean, that was the, you know, that was always the story. She ran off with the Avon man. So over here, somebody takes an entire kupata rochlin. Even though it's full of all kinds of different, maybe 100 different perfumes and so on. You're only chai of one chai separately. Is one act of otzah. Okay, anyway, getting back to the shiurim of various things. You take out zeirunei gina. Well, over there, since it's for planting, it's pachot migrogeret. Less than the size of a grogeret would be mechayev you. It means apparently slightly less, according to the Pirush of the Rambam. It means a kezayek, which is the shear below that of a grogeret. But that's because these things aren't meant for eating. They're not foodstuffs that have a shear grogeret. They're meant for planting. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira omer, no, it's much less. 5 seeds would be a meaningful otzah. People would actually plant that amount. Zera kishuim. Well, kishuim, those are big, you know? And that's already, you plant even 2. Zera diluim, same thing for pumpkins, 2. Zera pola mitzri, 2. How about a live locust, a chagav chai? If it's tohor, koshu. Because you use them, as we'll see, they're great for toys. Toys. They come with their own power source, never wears out. And it's amazing. It's like the, you know, what they've been searching for these toys, you know, self-powered toys and so on. These are just fantastic.
Long before you get bored of them, they die.
No. Those are the toys nowadays that die long. These just keep going. No, we're getting to that. If it's dead, then it's only useful for food. So then the shear is grogeret. If you take out a tziporot hakramim, now we're going to see what a special use the tziporot hakramim bug is. So there, whether it's alive or dead, the slightest bit is chashen. Because matzino tal refuah, you use that for medical purposes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it doesn't matter whether it's a kosher chagav or a non-kosher chagav. It's still a good toy. So afa motzi chagav chai tamei kosher shematzino tal katan v'schokpo. These are great toys. You have whole armies of these things. Vramini, actually they just worked out a way to control remote control on them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And they're cheap, too. Just a simple chip. And you can get them to walk, to turn exactly where you want them to go. They're attaching little cameras to them. And they're now using them to check out enemy hiding spots.
I was about to say, they're attack around.
They're excellent.
Is it in a crowd of 100,000?
Why not? You put a little, you take a little, no, this is really the serious stuff. To take a cockroach, you put a chip. On it, very simple to do.
Electro-stimulus.
So you can get it to move exactly where you want it to go with a tiny camera. They actually have this on YouTube. You can actually watch it. It's great stuff. Anyway, Ramino. Zevel v'chol hadak. We had this question before. You're the dead ones. The energy supply doesn't work. Zevel v'chol hadak. So if you take out something that would be useful for fertilizer or for covering over the ground around even a single plant. It's kedei lozavel kelach shel kruv, according to Rabbi Akiva, or according to Chachamim, even a single stalk of a leek. I mean, why do we need? You said you need so much of this stuff. 5 seeds or 2 seeds. What's wrong with one? Umbra papa. Oh, it's the same issue we've spoken about before. If it's already planted, then it has more chashivut. If it isn't already planted, then nobody takes it out just for one plant. A person doesn't take out only one seed to do his planting. If you're taking out garinim, which does not mean what we call garinim, Richie. However, unfortunately, there is a terrible remiss to people who eat garinim here. Uh-oh. But we'll get to that in a minute. But garinim here actually mean the inside of a date. That's that big, nice garinim, which are chewed on by various animals. So if the purpose is to plant a date tree, then again, two seeds, we said, is chashuv to plant. But if you're going to eat garinim, then it's enough for a chazer. Kamolei pi chazir. And how much is kamolei pi chazir? One. So they like to chew on this stuff. Im lahasik, if you're going to use it for fuel, k'dei lavar shel beitza kala, there we are, back again to our favorite food. And if you're using it for cheshbon, so you're using it as an abacus, exactly. Two. Others say, no, nah, come on, they're making an abacus of two. Five. Okay? Tanu Rabbanan, hamotzi shnei nimim miznavasus mizava para, just two long hairs from horse hair or cow hair, you'd be chayev. Why? Shematzino tanu nishbin. Those are chashev when you collect them in order to make these very fine traps for birds. Boar bristle, mikshar shel chazir, even one, because bristle is used for sewing leather. Tsurei dekel, shtayim. Turei dekel, akat. So if you have the branches that you used to make baskets with, always two. Anything that is woven, it's always two, because you need shtevat tenirim. If you're using the turim of the dekel, which is the very thin stuff that grows around the bottom, that comes from the sieve of the dekel, then even one is good. Although Rashi says, I don't have the slightest idea what in the world you would do with one. But the Orach explains, I'll tell you what it's good for. What they used to do is they would make wine flagons out of dried gourds or dried pumpkins. Kind of cut off the top and take out the inside. And that would leave you with a lip that was very not smooth. And they would take this growth around the decal, and they would sew it around the lip, and you have a perfectly natural flagon of wine bottoms up. Tziporet akramim ben chaya b'meta kolshu, because you use it for a refuah. We'll talk about the refuah in a minute. But what exactly is a tziporet akramim? Oh, that's simple, says Rav. It's a palya birari. You know, we all know what that is, if you know Latin. Om rabaya, umishtakach b'dikla techad navara. You find these bugs, if they are bugs. I've learned that they're little birds. But you find them on a very young palm that only has one level of growth sprouting from it. And what it's good for is smarts. So if you are not too smart, then what you want to do is you want to eat a tziporet akramim, but you have to eat it in a very special way. Okay, so if you're studying for a test, now here's what you do. That's a different problem. Depends if it's sure if it's a chagav, it's kosher. What you do is, you eat only the right side, okay? The left side you don't eat. So you break it into two, and you eat the right side. The left side you have to put into this closed container of brass, and you tie it up, you wrap it up, you make sure you don't lose this other half. And we always say, doesn't mean literally 60 different seals and locks, but make sure it's good and closed, okay? Put that on your left shoulder after eating the right side. And the way to remember that, Lev Chacham Liyamino, that's what you want to do. So the part that you eat, that's on your right-hand side. But the part you don't want to eat, that's the Lev Ksil, that goes on your left shoulder. Now, what you do is, you get as smart as you need to get. Chochim Kamed Boy. I mean, you don't want to get too smart. So you just get as smart as you want to get. Okay, you study as much as you need to study. V'goma Kamed Boy. Now, when you've got all the material for your tests, eat the other side. Because if you don't eat the other side, you're going to forget everything before the test. So, because if you don't eat it, you're going to forget everything you study.
Not being attributed to AIM.
Right, no, this is not something to get from Amin. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's kosher, delicious. Wonderful. Well, we're going to talk more about these delicious bugs. So, Tanakama, why does the Tanakama not agree with Rabbi Yehuda that a non-kosher bug is also perfectly usable for playing armies? I mean, they could be the dark force, the non-kosher bugs. I mean, why wouldn't they want to play with a non-kosher bug? Some of them look really impressive with these big horns coming at them. This is amazing stuff. Because the Tanakama holds, why? Look, my Taima, because you might eat it. You don't want to give your kid a non-kosher bug to eat. Says the Gemara, but if that's the thing, if it's tar, he might eat it while it's alive. And then he'll be over on Baal Teshaktzur. You're not supposed to eat it while it's alive. Ziyachi Toranami, because we know that once Rivka Hana was sitting in Shir, and there, you know, he had this bug and he was just rubbing it, you know, on his lips because it was so yummy. So Avavikama Shushiba Pume, you know, and Rav said to him, you get that away from your mouth, Shakle. People are going to say you're eating it while it's alive. Okay, fine. So the problem with the non-kosher bug is Dilma Mayit Va'akale. It might die, and then he'll eat it. And now you're feeding your kid a trait for bugs. So why doesn't Reb Yehuda worry about that? Reb Yehuda? Ah, come on. If it dies, he's going to eat it? If he dies, he's going to make a funeral and say a hesped. He might cut the mispat sophically. This kid's preparing this long hesped for the death of his chief general, and you think he's going to eat it. Hadron Alach Omar Reb Yakiva, Omar Reb Yakiva. To be seen in the next exciting episode right here in the second Shabbat. Hamotzi etzim kedei levasha beitzakala tavlin kedei letabel beitzakala mitzarfim zeim ze klipei agozim klipei rionim istis v'pua kedei lidzboheb and beged katan, which is pisvacha meraglayim neter borit kamulia ashlag kedei lechabes beged katan, which is pisvacha Rabbi Yonamir kedei lahaavirat haketem, which is a lot less. So the Ritanina Chodazim, Kona Kedela Sot Kumus, Imaya Av, Omerusas, Kedela Vashel Beitzakalash, Bebeitzim Trufanatana Beofes. Why do I need to repeat it with Eitzim? Because Mao the Tema Hatamudalo Chazilomide, but Eitzim is still good for making a Kakada Klida. So maybe a Filokoshu would be a primary use, Kamash Malan. Tavlin Kedela Tabel Beitzakalav Raminu, Tavlin Shnai, Imvishalor Shemot Biminechat. Or even Shloshim Minim Asurin, but they would be Mitztarev Zeim Zeb, which sounds like our Mishnah, except that Chizkiah explained that obviously they have to match, so they're all Minim Mitika. So there, Shanu, all over Ru'in Lamate Kederat. You see, Time Lechot Lamate Kederat, Lav Achi, Lo. So, same thing in our Mishnah, like Chizkiah said. Hokanami, Chot Lamate Kederat, that's where they're Mitztarev. Klipei agozim, klipei rimonim, satis v'pua, kedei litzboa beged katan. V'ramino amotzi samanim shurinim kedei litzboa be'am, much less than a beged katan, just a dugma, the size that would be useful for an era. Omra nachon omra rabba baravua, that's because in adam toreach lishrot samamanim in the first place, litzboa be'am dugma la'ira, but if you've got the samamanim shurinim, then certainly you would use it for less. Meraglayim, tana, meraglayim. Okay, what the gears is not clear. Shel arboim yom, meraglaim ad arboim yom, meraglaim shel ben arboim yom, neter, tana neter alexandrit velo neter antipatrit, borit amrevit zechol. What? Ratanya borit vachol. Elamai borit kavrita, which is sulfur, meitve, how could it be sulfur? Fosifa aleyem, legabe the dinam of shmita, chalbitzin, the imunin, borit, the aha, visagadar kavrita, the borit is kavrita, kavrita, niitle, shviit. But zan zaklau kosheshlo ikar, yeshlo shviit, in lo ikar, in lo shviit. Elamai borit ahala, how could it be ahala if the brighton was separately borit in ahala? Dregavne ahala. Kimulia, Amr Vyada that Shlovdot, Ashlag, Amr Shmuel, I was asking around, Jatino Khonechutiyama, Va Omruli Shunana Shme, Mishtakah Benukva de Marganita, Umafkale Baram to the Parzala. Pil Pelet Koshu, Itron Koshu, Mine Psami, Mine Matachot, Koshen, Meavne Mizbeer, Meafar Mizbeer, Mekek, Svarim, Mekek, Mipachoteen, Koshu, Shematsnio Tanagonzan. Rabbi Yudomer, Af Hamotzi, Misham Shevo, the Zarak, Koshu, Shinema Velo Yidbak, Biyotcha, Mu'uma Menacher, Pil Pelet Koshu, Lamai Chazi, Lorechapa, Itron Koshu, Lamai Chazia, Litzilchata, Mine Bissamim Koshe, Inton Rabban Hamotzi, Reach Ra Koshu, Shemetov Koshu, Argman Koshu, Betula Daveret, Achat, Mine Matachot Koshu, Lamai Chazitoni, Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Mishkin, Rotwila, Sotmem Dar Ben Katan, Ton Rabban, and Oma, Arielai Barzel, Akir Mormeloiv. Me Amalama, Alama. New Choshet lo yivchot mimah kesev worth of the Choshet. Tani Rabbi Eliezer amal lo yivchot mitzinura ketanash on the Choshet, actual use of the Choshet, like Asya. Om Rabbi Shemechatin bat aptilot mkankin aneirot. Mekek svarim mekek mitpechot. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Mekek is what you call the worm, the sifri. Techak is what you call shiroi. Ila is what you call inve, pe is what you call te'eni, ha is what you call rimone. They're all sakanot to eat. And I would have murdered Aviyatu Kamid and Rabbi Yochanan. Have a ka'ocha te'eni v'amale Rabbi. Kotzin yesh b'te'enim. Amale, that's it, he's gone. Kafe peladin. Hamotzi kupata rochlina fa pishesh pa minimar beino chayev ala chatatachat. Zero negina pachot migroger. Rabbi Yochanan, b'te'ra omer chamisha. Zera kishuin shnaim, zera diluim shnaim, zera polomitzvi shnaim. Chagav chay tohor koshu meit kigrogera. Tziporet kramim ben chaya ben meita koshu shematznin ota lerfua. Rabbi Yehuda omer afa motzi chagav chay tamei. It's also koshu because it's more important than our food. Matznin ota lekatad leschok bo. Ramini. Zeba v'chol adak kidei lezavo even one plant. Kelach shakruv, according to Rabbi Akiva, where the chachomim say even a leek kidei lezavo. A krisha on Rav Papa. Well, of course, if it's already grown, that's one thing, you know. Had Israel, had Lo Israel. If you should end on Toreach, Lo Tzini Ma'achat Israel. Zera Kishuin Ton Rav Anamotzi Gar Inim Im Lenetiy Ashtayim Im LaAchila Kemalei Pi Chazir VeKama Malei Pi Chazir Achat Im LaHasik. It's Kitei Lavashel Beitzakala. Im Lecheshbon, Shtayim, Rachem on Mechamech. Ton Rabban on Amati, Shnei Nimim, Mizna Vassus, Mizna Vapara, Chayav, Shematzin Oto Lenishbin. Miksha Shel Chazir, Achat, Tzurei Deka, Shtayim, Turei Deka, Lachat, Turei Deka, I should have mentioned to you, by the way, that the Orech does have a pshat in what you use it for. And he says, you use Turei Deka, you're never going to believe this one, you line the top of a dried pumpkin for use as a flagon of beer or wine. So they would make gourds, they would take gourds, cut off the top, hollow it out inside, dry it. And then you would take Tzurei Dekel, or Turei Dekel, the thin stuff, and you would sew it around the top of the dried pumpkin. And that way you could fill it with wine and you could say, bottoms up. Tziporet HaKramim ben chaya ben meta kosho. My Tziporet HaKramim, Omar Rav Paya Biari. V'Omar Abayim Mishtakach B'tikla L'chad Navara V'avid L'alo Kuchama. So what do you do? Ochle L'Pagad Yemine, whereas the Pagad Ismola Ramana Begufta Denach Shavachotam L'Pashita Gushpanke V'tole L'Be'ivra Desmola V'simanecha Leif Chacham Li'yino V'leif Ksil Desmola V'chachim Kamadaboy. The Gomar Kama the boy, the Yachalai Lidach Palka, because you don't, Miyaka Tamude. Rabbi Yerem Rafa Matitana Kama Sava Lo, why? Dilma Ochalai, said any Yachin Toranami, Dilma Ochalai, because Rav Kahana, the Kame the Rava, the Kamava Shushiva Pume, Amalai, will you get that away from your mouth? Olemna Nichol Kachalai, cover me Shumbal the Shakhtur, Nafshotachem. Okay, fine. So just put in Dilma Mayit Viachalai. Rabbi Yehuda, are you kidding? Imayit Katan Mispat Safidlai. What kid is going to eat his pet?
On the base.
Good morning.
Yeah, after the morning, which part was the Mishnah? Okay, so the Mishnah said that the Shir of Hotzaat Eitzim is Kedil of Hashel Beitzakala. Asks the Gemara, Tamina Farazimna. We already know the Shir of Fuel. Because we had before in the case when someone was taking out reed, chana, was kidei lasot kulmutz. So if it was essentially usable as an instrument, so then it was the shear of a reed that could be used to make a pen with. But imayav omirusas, it was too thick for that purpose, or it was cracked, then it's a fuel. And what's the shear of it? Kidei lavashel beitzah, kalashe beitzim, tufau netuna beilfes, as we learned before. We came to understand that talking about Beitzah Kalah means Beitzah Tarnagolim, and it should be in a matzav in which it's easy to fry in a frying pan. In any event, the Mishnah is not adding anything. Ah, says the Gemara, it is indeed, because, you see, Ma'u de Teima Hatamu, de Lo Chazil Amide. Kone cannot be used for anything else, instrument-wise, it's too soft. Avol Eitzim, the Chazil Akakada Klida. Masha'in Kain, when you have wood, you might think that a primary purpose of wood would be to form the key, the teeth of a key. is what they used to do. In order to have unique keys, they would have sort of a sliding device where you could put in different size metal or wood pieces, and that would create a unique key. So wood, the central piece of wood is, a hard piece of wood, is to make one tooth on a key, and that should be a much smaller shear. The finish of the mission is that nonetheless, the primary use of a wood would be in this case for fuel and not for instruments. Tavlin, continued the Mishnah, Kedelo Tabel Beitzakala Raminu. So the Mishnah came and said that different Tavlin are Mitztarfim Zemzer, which is a little bit strange because a little bit of one and a little bit of another are not going to help you. You won't taste either. So what's the point? If the whole idea of Tavlin is that it gives a taste. So we ask indeed on this from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tavlin Shnayim V'Sholei Shemais Mimin Echad. If you have different Tavlin, then these Tavlin all are one species, but they're different Shemos. Now, Rashi learns different Shemos means they're basically sort of subspecies. You could have Pilpul Aroch, Pilpul Lavan, Pilpul Shachor, but they're all basically one thing. They're just called different things. Tosfos says, the din of Hitztarfos, the use of the word shame, the din of Hitztarfos is always a function of Iser, not species. We say, Lo min Hashem Huzeh. And that's not the Iser that we're talking about. Mishnayim v'sholo Shemais we had before. And we start with different categories. Okay, but I mean, that's really, none of that's important to our sugya very much. O Mishlosha, meaning Asurin, O Mitztarfim, Zemzev, Agabi Avodazora, or Agabi Orla. But meanwhile, you do see that Chizkiah explains that when it says that there's a tziruf of Tavlin, he means only Bemine Mitikashan, over Uyin Lamateke Deira. It has to be that they're all a particular type. Not to say they all give a certain sense of sweetness to the Kedera, together with other tastes. So at least in aggregate, you will be able to note the time because altogether the thing is memutak. But certainly you can't add a little bit of tavlin that I'm not going to be margish and a little bit of another tavlin that I'm not going to be margish and say that it would be mitzurah. It doesn't make any sense. So you see, says the Gemara Tayyama, the Chosel Matekat HaKadera, that the whole point, I mean, even there, it's only, thank you so much, it's only where it's roi from mitikut. But a lava chilo, if not for that, you can't be mistaken just because it's called a tavlin. And this is the Gemara, of course, our Mishnah also. I mean, look, the Mishnah over there didn't say what Chizkiah said. Same thing is true of our Mishnah. We take for granted that Hachanani Chazal Matek, what it's referring to over here, is where there's some basis for the tziruf, so that it should be choshev in the shir of Mituk. Klibeh Gozim, Klibeh Rimonim, Satis, Vafua, Kidei Litzboa Beged Katan. So we defined what is a Beged Katan. A Beged Katan, said the Mishnah, was a piece vacha. The piece vacha was the solid piece that runs down the center of the hair net. Now that's, I mean, it's not very large, but it's certainly larger than the case that we had before, which was Hamotzi Samanim Shruyim. If you have already made dye stuff, here we're talking, of course, the raw materials that you're going to have to put in now and soak and boil. There the Mishnah was talking about dye stuffs that have already been soaked, so you now have a little bit of liquid in a bottle. Normally, remember that the final use of the product is the shear that defines all the way back whatever raw things you're going to need in order to have that use. So you would assume that whatever the ultimate use is of the samanim would be the use of the ingredients for the samanim, because that's been the rule all along. And yet, it says over there that if you have the samanim shruyim in a bottle already, then the shear would be kedei litzboa behem dugma liira. That would be enough samanim, which is tiny, enough to make a small piece of a sample. A sample is the size of an ira. A ira is like a little piece of squished up material that you put inside of the shuttle to prevent the thread from unraveling when it's thrown. But that's nowhere near the size of a piece of vacha. I mean, maybe it's 20th the size of a piece of vacha. So why is the Mishnah here saying such a large shear? Of course, we've already had this gemara before. We know what the answer is. Even though normally the final use defines what the shear is all the way up, but not when something gets in the way. In this case, the tircha element is important. Nobody is going to actually create a dye stuff in which he's creating only enough to dye a sample. So Bishlam, if you already have the dye, it's certainly chashuv to take it out with the shear of a sample. But if you only have the raw material, you're not going to use it for anything less than a piece of vacha. So there, our rule doesn't hold. Meirag Layim, we spoke about urine for cleaning purposes or for removing stains. Meirag Layim, Ad, probably the correct Girsa is Ad Arbayim Yom. That's how Tosfos has the Girsa. He says that the way to understand is we're talking about, remember we had back in Nida, where we asked, because Ben is Mashba, a child who is 40 days old. And over there, the Gemara Nida, as Tosfos points out, asks, are you talking about urine of a cotton or a grot? Obviously, it can't mean a child of four, because this is a quote from the Gemara in Biksami. So that doesn't make sense. And if it said Ben Arbayim Yom instead of Ad, or Mi Arbayim Yom, which is others have the Girsa, then it runs against the Gemara Nida also. The Gemara says if he was a Shloshigam, it only needs to have been sitting around 3 days in order to become ammonia, enough ammonia to be able to use as a cleansing material. Three. So therefore, Tosfos says it means until 40. In other words, from three that we know there until 40 that we know here. And that's the extent at which it's usable. Beyond that, it already decays further and is no longer valuable for cleaning. Meter, and we know meter is found in different types of clay. So Gemara, again, this has been a very exciting. Kind of meter Alexandrite, below meter Antipatrite. So depending where that meter is from, is where it's useful for ktamim. Natron. It's probably some type of what we would call today a nitrite, and it's mixed with various dirts and other chemicals. So they weren't able to actually purify it. So they would use the clay itself. So that which came from Antipater, or that which came from Alexandria, had different characteristics. It was mixed with other things. Borit, Omer of Yehuda, Zechol. Borit refers to sand, basically, which is used simply for its abrasive effect on the sand component of Ajax. Of course, Tosfos points out sand. We had a different shear before. And sand, we said, was enough to put on a trowel of seed. And he explains obviously there's different types of sand. There's thicker sand, there's coarse sand, which you would use for shvachel and so on. And then there's this that they had that was a cleaning sand.
Seed sand.
Yeah.
Is what.
It depends. You can have silica that's been crushed more and crushed less. So Amar Rav Yehuda Zechol, Tanya the Brisa lists Borit separately from Chol, Haborit Vachol. Elamai Borit Kavrita. We've had this problem before in Rashi. When Rashi learns Kavrita means sulfur, which seems to be a little bit silly to start asking your kash from a Mishnah on why there's a fear of Shvius or not Shvius on sulfur. Which is why others learn that it can't possibly refer to sulfur. It's referring to a plant in which the roots are not mitkayeni. Use the roots for this as an ingredient. It was also called borit, and different things that cleaned apparently were called borit. So they had various plants at different times in history, all of which were called sabons in other languages, which were brought by the Rishonim. And that's what it's a reference to. So I've asked the Gemara if it's kavrita, meisvei asifa lemachalvitzin valiyunin haborit ve'aha. But over here it's talking about various things that you're chayav on shviyasan, and it's including borit. And if borit is what you just said, that it means kavrita, how could kavrita be chayav on shmita? Now, obviously the question is a great question if borit is sulfur. But I don't need to bring a riot from a Mishnah, do I? I mean, that sulfur is not chayav in shvias. No, it's not. Zakal, koshi, yesh lo ikar, yesh lo shvias. Shein lo ikar, ein lo shvias. I mean, the problem with sulfur is whether it has roots that are miskayim in the ground or not. So that therefore, other Rishonim argue on Rashi. And the my borit, ahala, which is a type of plant. But tanya vaha borit v'ahala, and shrei gavne ahala. Okay, different type of aloes. One is called borit because it's more useful for cleaning. Timulia, Amr Rav Yehuda, everybody knows what that is. That's Shlothos. Rashi says, I don't know what the heck that is, but that's its name anyway. Did they attempt to translate any of these things?
No,
Shlothos. No. Shlothos. Shlothos, by the way, Shlothos obviously refers to some type of plant that can be removed and reinserted. Shlothos, Shlothos, we'll take it out and put it back in. So it was a kind of I don't know, these kind of plants that we talked about earlier. You know, they're detached, but you keep them in the ground. And then you're able to maintain the freshness.
Well,
can you do that with the one
reason? I thought
that's it. Oh, is that one? I don't know. I thought this because it spreads. Ashlag, Amar Shlosh Altina Lachomichute Yama. I asked all of the people that, you know, the jet setters, they usually know what things are. The Amrali Shunana Shmei, this stuff is called Shunana. Mishtaker benutfet marvinita, you can find it inside of oysters. Umakili beram to the parzala, you take it out with a sharp prong, and you can remove this from inside. It's deposited on the inside of the oyster, and it's useful for. We seem to have moved on in our society to other types of cleansers.
It is also good that there's also a quantity. Until now, we have the option. I mentioned the quality, but not the quantity. What do I mean?
What we said. Here we said how much of the Mishnah. Here we're just trying to figure out the ingredients. The Mishnah gives the quantity. It's Kedei L'chavis Beged Katan or Kedei L'avir Ala Ketan.
These are
not the same heading. They're the explanation of what the words are in the Mishnah. What is Ashlak? We know how much, but we don't know what it is.
The quantity is for a small baby.
Enough to wash a small baby. Kilpelech Koshu, it's a peppercorn. Itron Koshu, I'm always going to explain what uses a little bit of pitch. Mine bisamin, mine matachot kosheim. Also, I was going to ask what good is a little tiny piece of metal. Me'amneha mizbeach, u'me'afara mizbeach. Mekek svarim. Mekek svarim is these svarim that have been eaten up by bookworms. Now what's left is called mekek. Mekek, he hasn't eaten very much, I see that. Mekek mitpechotehem, or the mekek of the mitpechot asvarim. Now these things, since you need to be Bitapel in them for Geniza and so on. So they become kosher. Then it's not Roma. So therefore, that kashivas. Or kosher, however much it is, you have to take care of it. The reason is, Shematzinotan Gonza. Because since you're not going to stamp throw these things out, so therefore, you have no choice but to be much of it. As every housewife knows, when they have a pile of Geniza papers and have no idea what to do with it. Rabbi Yudaimer? Same thing. Yeah. All of these things you need to be metapel. Rabbi Yudaimer, Akabati Misham Shabbat is Arakoshu. It's not only something that you need to be mechabed. I mean, anything that you have a focus on its being kosher, it'll be kosher because it's awesome. There's a lot of Yidbak Biyatul Umam in that here. You're not allowed to have any of it. So, Mamela, you're going to want to make sure that you destroy it. So, that also gives it a chashivut by definition. Kilpelet Koshu, what exactly is a peppercorn good for? Lamai Chazia, Lareya Chapet. Keep it in your mouth, which gives your mouth a good smell. Itron koshahu, what do you use itron for? My chazia, letzil chat, that's good for migraines. If anybody ever tried this, I don't know whether it means to ingest it, or to put it on your head, or which side of the head, but to smell it. But whatever, it's good for migraines. Mine bisamim koshahim, tanarabon. Hamotzi reyach ra, you take out something that is used for its bad smell, such as camphor, menthol, that's things which are sick person might use it to scare away the evil spirits that are stuffing up his nose and so on. So those type of things.
Smell itself.
Yeah, exactly. So also kosher. They're good for refuah. Shemen tov. Also kosher. All these things can be used for a cholera, for a wound, any little bit. Argaman, kosher, even though this is usually used for dying, but Rashi says it's good for smell as well. Uptulata vered, which is a rosebud, achas, that means one row of the leaves of the rose. Mine matachot koshe, and my father, what do you use a little bit of metal for? Tani, retribin alazar, mishken roilasobim in a darbein katan. The darbein was the little pricking device that stuck out of the side of the animal's halter, so that if it tried to turn to one side or another, it would get poked. And that kept it going straight. And that way it would stick to the line that you set it on, and the furrow would come out straight without you having to correct all the time. So it doesn't take much to make a little tiny sharp edge. So in other words, even a broken piece of a paperclip could also be used as a darbein. So in those times it had chashivas. And we know there's many clerks who spend most of their days collecting paperclips. You know, you throw it off here, this, and you want to throw out a paperclip at the end of the week, it could cost you maybe 3 shekel. So we spend our, 40 shekel an hour paying to collect paperclips. So here it's a question in the Mishnah. This is Merames to the modern office society. Barzel. How does somebody dedicate Barzel to the Beit HaMikdash? So, Acherim Omrim, Lo Yitkot Mi Ama Al Ama. The Maimer B'Acherim is that the shear of metal for the Beit HaMikdash, that has Hashivas, is a piece of, it's not metal, but specifically iron, a piece one by one amas. What was that used for in the Beit HaMikdash? Omer, Rav Yosef Akalia Orev. These were the tiles that they used to chase away the crows, so that by making a roof that had these sharp-edged tiles coming up, the crows had nowhere to land. It was not pleasant having crows on the roof of the Beit HaMikdash. And so this was basically a scarecrow.
Spikes that came up.
They were like spikes. Sharp, well, I mean, they weren't shaped like a needle, but they were sharp-edged tiles. So where was it going to stand on? The Ikari Amrim.
Metal?
Metal.
Metal tiles.
Yeah. Ikari, it's interesting, I was having a problem with the swing on the porch. The crows would settle on. And the guy who works in my house has all the paintings on it. He's very spooky and all kinds of wild things. You know, so I'm trying to figure out all things. You know, so what can we do? We should put up one of those semi-transparent pieces over the roof. But anyways, this is no problem. All you have to do is you take pieces of silver foil and you put it on, and they don't land. It's not sure they don't land because it's unpleasant, but they don't land because they get confused because of the reflections of it. But anyway, they don't come near it.
Oh, it's like wait a minute.
This is maybe the union of the Kaiyori, if I was thinking. It's unbelievable. Everybody thinks it's fine because it's sharp. And here you use silver foil. It's really, silver foil is not sharp. Isn't that interesting? So you never know. So that's the Kaliyari. Nechoshes. How about if you donate Nechoshes to the Beit HaMikdash? Lo yichod mi ma'at hesed. You're talking about value.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ikari Amre. Others say it in a different lashon. And in this version, the Acherim didn't say Amal Amah and Rav Yosef explained Kal Yorev, but the Acherim said Kal Yorev and Rav Yosef explained. That means one of the Amal Amah tiles for the Kal Yorev. The Koshes, Lo Yifot Mi Ma'at Kesef. Tanya Rav Eliezer Omer, Lo Yifot Mi Tzimura Kitana Shel Nechoshes. It has to be a small poker of Nechoshes. What would I use that for? My Chazion. Omer Abayin Shemechaktim Bata Ptilot Mekantfin HaNeirot. You use that to pull out the Ptilot, and it's cleaning out the nails. You poke around and make sure you get out all the dirt from the nails. So it's a useful clean for the Beit HaMikdash. Mekek, Svarim, Mekek, Mitbechot. So these are all what's left after the larvae of what these worms have eaten through the Sefer or the Mitbechot, the Sefer. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, each one of these larvae had different names at the time. The Svarim was called Mekek. The larvae that would eat through silk was called Tachach. Grapes were affected by Elah. Ta'anim were affected by Pa. Rimonim were affected by Ha. Now, anyway, Kulhu, eating any of this stuff, is a sakana, because these things can also damage you.
Is it not a worm?
Well, what they call worms are really larvae.
Oh,
no, they're larvae. It's like moths. Lay their eggs, and the part that eats the part that eats through the wool is not the adult moth, it's the larva of the moth. Right? So kulu sakanta, all of these things are dangerous to ingest. As a matter of fact, the Rutal Mida, there was this guy in the Shir, he has a committee of Yochanan, he was sitting in front of Rav Yochanan, and he was eating teinim, avigachil teinim, amarei rebi kotsim yesh peteinim, there seems to be thorns in the teinim. Which was actually, it happened, he had ingested some of these things, and they had started eating through his throat, and he was feeling them as thorns. Omar, so Rabbi Yochanan said, uh-oh, Katle Paladein, this guy's a dead duck. The pa has got him. That's what happens when you eat in the shear.
Yeah, of course.
Hamotzi kupat haruchlim, afa pishishku minim harbei, so if you carry out an Avon sampler case, it's called Kupata Rochlim. So even though you've got all kinds of different samples in there, there may be 20 different kinds of perfumes, toilet water, skin cleansers, and God knows what else. So you might think you'd be, I don't know, what would you think? You might think, Tosis brings a Yerushalmi that says it, a Libet, but he hasn't said before, it depends on which cholent. But a cholent is Basalic. So you might think the label, all these things are basically the same, but you might think that the label is Basalic. So it's a different type of thing. Maybe it's a separate Hotsah. But I mean, Tosis points out that even if you're Motzi, and you're Motzi again, I mean, it's all full of Mahal and Akar, and what's the finish with all? Tosfos says maybe the pshat is that he took out the whole Avon kit, and then he found out that he had carried out, let's say, perfume. So he goes and he brings a carbon chat. Then he finds out that he had carried out also skin cleansers. You might, it was in the same bag. So you might think the part was Neidalo only on that part. Maybe it was Bechak only on that part, because each thing is Einig Bifleyatz. Gamashma, that it's all Chadaritza. Zeronegina. Even though normally when you take out things that are edible, for you, for animals, whatever, the shear is the shear of the Grogeret usually. But when it comes to Zeronim, it's Pachotni Grogeret, because over here it's not Omed Fachila. It's Omed for planting. You don't need a Grogeret of seeds for planting. Rabbi Yudaben Zeronim says, if you have five, but you said not Riga, you can plant five different Zeronim. Okay, so if you have Zeronegina, even five. Furthermore, if you're taking out seeds of species that grow very large, you're going to take out pumpkin or squash, and say you don't need to grow an awful lot of pumpkin to be Yotzi or be even Halloween. So you would just take out two, let's say. So you would have Zera Kishuim Shnayim, Zera Diluim Shnayim, Zera Kol HaMitzvah Shnayim. We already saw before that these are called the large medium, where we had the extra problem of the Sharaka, which the overgrowth mixes back in Talayim. So over here, one is enough. Taking out a live locust that's edible, kosher, so any little bit would be enough, because these are a lot of fun to play with. Mate.
Say kosher, you say effort.
Yeah, it usually says effort. You're right.
The piece wouldn't help you very much.
Right. There's no shear. Yeah, when it has to be alive, so obviously it can't be a piece. That's a good point. I think what the chat is. Mate, Kigo Geret. Tziporot HaKramim, because then it becomes like food. In other words, there's a particular use for a Chag of Chai. Tziporot HaKramim.
What's the use?
We'll see.
Turn into a mate.
No. You can't have a traveling Chag of circus if they're dead, can you? Yeah. That's what they're good for. Shloimeh's traveling Chagav circus. Seriously, that's what the Gemara says. No matter of fact, the Gemara points out if he dies, Shloimeh's going to make a hesped. Tziporot HaKramim, which is a particular type of Chagav, has a different use, and over there it's kosher even if it's dead. Ben Chaya, Ben Mesa, the shear is kosher. We'll see what that special use is. Shematznino tel refuah. It's used for making people well. Stupid people, smart. Rabbi Yehudon, Afa motzi chagav chai tamei kosher. Even if it's tamei, if it's alive, the smallest shear is okay. Because what's the difference of nafkamina whether it's edible or not? What do you mean? Shloimeh only uses kosher chagovim in a circus. Why can't he use straight chagovim in a circus? Nice recovery, Marnay, but not fast enough. Says the Gemara, Rami, Zevel and Vechol Hadak, Kedela Zavel Kelach Shokruv, the Rabbi Akiva. Now we've already seen, again, we've seen these, all the kashas that we had on the daf, the final use kashas, we've been through before, so we know what the answer is over here. You say that you need five, but when it comes to going out now and fertilizing, it says even a single stalk you could fertilize, so why in the world would you need five? And again, as Rav Papa says, normally, just like we had by the Beit Sakala. So it's the amount of tavlin is basic color, the amount of fuel is basic color. And any usage is going to be the final use that you're going to have of it. So if you're telling me that fertilizer is enough for one kelah, large or smaller, but certainly not five separate kelachim, so why do you need five separate seeds? It should be one. Because just like the fertilizing is kosher for one, the planting is kosher for one. And again, explains for proper, because people don't plant one thing. So there's a difference between if it's already zorua, the same answer we had, legavi the dye stuff. If it's already Zavua, that's one thing. But in the case where you're taking out the Zra'im, the Lozria, the Fishein Adam Toreach, Lotzi Nimach HaZra'im, people don't go out the whole schlepperai with the shovel and they have to cover it. And people don't do that for less than an amount that's valuable. So Maybe when it comes to pumpkins, who is valuable? Is there an Egina? Five. Other things would be a little bit less than a Gogaret. Zerek Yishuin, it's a Tarabon. Hamotzi Garinim, Im Netiyah, Shnaim Garinim, are not what we call Garinim, but are the Garinim of the date, which were used for feed, mixing with feed, and it would keep the animal, you know, keep something in the mouth of the animal to chew on. So it's like piggy chewing gum. And and it was also used for fuel, as we saw before. So if you're taking out garinim, depends what your purpose is in taking them out. Imlanitiya, you're taking it out for planting, shtayim. Imlachila, if they're going to be eaten, kemalei pi chazir. Bekamamalei pi chazir. Achat, because it's piggy gum. How many pieces of piggy gum do you need? How many can chew on this for hours? Imla hasik, you're going to be using it. That doesn't mean that you're allowed to have a piggy. As Tosfos points out, it's maybe piggy gum, but it means you obviously you wrap it and put it in the thing. You sell it to goyim. You know. What's that? Yisrael's not supposed to be begadol chazir. So, and if it's lahasik, they levash al beit zakala. Imla cheshbon. Now, these were also great devices for using as computers. So you had your portable abacus. So you used your netiyot wherever you were. You didn't even have to take it along with you. You just picked a couple of. I mean, this is really good usage, very ecologically meaningful. You need a computer. You pick a couple of dates, then you eat them. And what's left over is your computer. So yeah. Shtayim. Other people say, well, Stein, most people can count to two without.
It's using a binary system.
Obviously. The Stein is only for people who are using Boolean algebra. So they were stuck with Stein. But the people who were into digital stuff up till 10, they were going into Chomesh. You know, so we'd use this for counting to a base.
If I can't, until you can
do it long enough, you can do it alone. That's right. Tanu Rabban, Hamotzei Shnei Nimi, two threads from a horse tail or from a cow tail your thigh. Why? Because those are kosher. Shematznir otan nishbin. It's great for making nets with, trapping nets. So it's very thin and strong. This is all really good survival techniques, gentlemen. You should remember this thing as well. You never know the way the world is going. Miksha shel chazir. If you have a bristle from a boar, hachat. One is sufficient because you can use that as very interesting usage. You remember the old sewing kits when you were a kid where you could make the picture, you know, you sew it, and all the top of it is the same as the thing you have on your shoelace. It's like a thread, but it's hard. But they would do for that, but they use bristle board, boar bristle, as the beginning of the thread, and then you could just use, you could thread it into something, right? So that a single bristle would be good for that. Tsurei dekel shtayim and turei dekel achas. You have the peeled branches. You use this for the basket weave, or the stuff that grows around the dekel. Even one, Rashi says he doesn't know what it's usable for. Tziporet akramim, which is a type of chagav, but as we saw in Chulin, a very particular type. Remember, we went through all the different meaning. There's the way that they look. We needed extra pasuk to be marvelous. Ein lo gabachat, yesh lo gabachat, ein lo gabachat, Tziporet akramim had these unusual characteristics. And the Mishnah says whether it's alive or dead, even a one is good. My Tziporet akramim says rather it's a palya biari. Big help. Omer Abaye mishtaker bedik lo dechad navara. You can find these hanging out with the young palms that only have one layer of growth. You know, every year you get the extra layer. They have one layer of growth. And what do they use them for? Avdele lechuchoma. Nobody has ever tried this out for Alzheimer's, but you never know. If you're not too bright, the Tziporet akramim can help you out. And here's what it does for you.
It's a locust.
It's a type of locust, a very specific type. Ochele lepalge diamine. Now you eat the right hand side of the Tziporet akramim, leaving the left hand side, which you then put into a cylinder that's made out of copper. The chotik might be sheeting gushpank, and you seal it up really good, all types of different seals. And then, tala lebi yiva the smaller, you let it hang off of your left shoulder. simanek, the way to remember what shoulder is leiv chacham limino, but leiv ksil is smalo. And since you're an idiot, if you're doing this, you put it on your left shoulder. And then v'chochim kama d'boy. Now you get as smart as you want. Don't get too smart. V'chochim kama d'boy. You leave this on until you get as smart as you want. V'gomar kama d'boy. And you learn as much as you want. And we have too much learning there under your belt, you know. And then you eat the other half. Because if you don't eat the other half and you just lose it, you're going to lose everything you learn. V'ilom miyakar talmudah. You want to make sure that this is permanent learning. You know, awakening. Say, woke up for a little while and you went back to bed again. That was not a good idea. We want to make this a lasting intelligence.
So it's a stimulant and a preservative at the same time.
Sorry?
It's a stimulant and a preservative at the same time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So maybe it's time to do a clinical trial of Tzipporot HaKrami.
Well, the preservative.
With an aging population, we should be getting some, you know, make some good money.
Well, obviously, Ghazal weren't writing comic books, so they meant something about that.
Who?
Ghazal, when they wrote. So they weren't writing a comic book. So, I mean, no. We're all laughing, but...
We're not laughing. It's just very cute.
Where can we get them?
Where can we buy one? We should make ourselves a plantation of the Chab Navaras. Rabbi Yudon. So, Rabbi Yudon says, I don't understand what's the problem. I mean, if it's a Chag of Tummy and it's alive, it's still good for Shlomi's traveling circus. So why does the Tanna Kamma not agree that a Chag of Tummy Chai would also be considered to be valuable, even if it's a kosher? So Tanna Kamma has several law. For some reason, the Tanna Kamma doesn't like Shreifa Chagavim in Shlomi's traveling circus. Now, why is that? Dilma Ochilai, but we're afraid Shlomi's going to eat it. I mean, so if we're afraid Shlomi's going to eat it, why aren't we afraid that he's going to eat the kosher one also? Because if he eats the kosher one and doesn't prepare it properly, he just pops it into his mouth alive. That's like goldfish swallowing. And that's considered to be disgusting. So you're over on Baltashakis. It's kosher. It's not nice.
It's alive.
If it's alive. We know Rav Kahana was once sitting in front of Rav, and he was having a lot of fun because he was Kamaava Shushiba Apume. He had a little Shushiba, really cute little chagav, and he kept putting it over his lips, just for fun, because it was moving. But he wasn't intending to eat it, you know. So Rav told him, no, take it away. Chocolate. You're not going to think you're eating that. The Ka'ava Mishum Baltashakta is not Shatecha. So apparently you're not supposed to eat a live chagav, from which the Rajma brings a ride here in Tosfos, that you see, you don't have to shech the chagav. As if you need a shechita, you wouldn't be coming on to Baltashak. We never discussed how to eat chagav. Do you have to shech them? Do they have to be roasted? We were waiting for Barnea's favorite.
Fish you can eat raw, so is that sort of in the family category?
You can eat it raw, but not live.
Fish you can eat a lot of
raw. Also the root.
No, it's the same problem. It's Baltashakta. So what are we afraid of? That the cotton is going to eat it like that? So okay. Rabbi Yehuda apparently isn't concerned, huh? Ella Dilma Mayit V'Yachalei. What's the problem? That it may be, then it'll die. You're saying. So you're afraid he's going to eat it now, that it's actually going to be treif. So then Rabbi Yehuda, why isn't he chayshish for that? Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? If he dies, the cotton's going to make a funeral. He's going to say a hespin. He's going to eat his best friend, his star performer. What are you crazy? So there's nothing to worry about. He's going to say a hespin. He's not going to eat it. So therefore, you have nothing to be chayshish for. We're not chayshish for achila chai. Fine. That explains why the Torah is good, even our Kalib the Rabbanim, for the shear of the cotton. Mace, the chachami figure. Okay, once he's dead already, you know, the game's over. Rabbanim says, the show must go on. Therefore, what he'll do is he'll be maspid. Hadron alot homar Rabbi Akiva. Hamatzniyah lezerach v'ledugma v'lerufuah v'otziyot b'shabbat chayav b'choshev. Somebody who sets aside a little bit, and then he goes and he sets it aside for a particular purpose. So he sets aside, let's say, even one seed to be zoreah, or a tiny bit of tzeva for a color, or some little bit of a chemical for a refuah. And then he's motziyat, he would be chayav. Now, of course, this is very strange, because we had all the cases before where he was motziyat without being matzniyat for a particular purpose. We didn't need a previous atzna'ah, and then all the time. So, you might want to ask this, what's the point of saying I'm matzniyat?
What does he need matzniyat?
So if your intent at the time of Hotsa was that, why would you need a separate Hatsnon? V'chol Adam, nonetheless, nobody else would be chayiv in the shir. V'chol Adam in chayiv alav alak ishiuro. As a matter of fact, if you took it out for that purpose, right, and then you ended up not using it, let's say you had been matzniya for zera, took it out, were not ma'azoreayit, and then you went ahead and brought it back in, you wouldn't be chayiv on hakmatzon. Because since it's no longer usable, you no longer intend to use it in that shir. So now you're mevatel the hatsnon. So there, ain't no chayav, like the shiur, no, you only chayav in the actual shiur. So, lo malay lemit nehamatzniyah, I understand, says the Gemara. You're calling a perek hamatzniyah, as if we need to have some kula done in order to establish its value prior to the hotzah. This isn't a new category. We had tons of cases before. We just had on this daf. If you're taking out for the tia, it's X. If you're taking it out for fuel, it's Y. If, I mean, so what does hatzniyah have to do with it? Listen, all you have to write is Hamotzi Lazera Vladugma Vlafua. If your intent is to use something that will be usable, such and such a shir, chayav b'choshu, candid. Omer Abaye, I'll tell you, it's clearly talking about over here the question of taking out without an intent something which had been set aside with an intent. Now, unfortunately, we all know that this happens all the time because you find yourself upstairs in the freezer room and you think, what the heck did I come up here for? Right? This happens all the time, a dozen times a day. What am I here for? So now the Shaila is, you were Matzniyah. You don't have the slightest idea why you were Matzniyah. You remember there must be something, some purpose in my body. That's what it's talking about. How come I ask you? You're going to eat Sneo. The Shachach, Lamatzniyah. I doesn't know what he did. So I might have thought, so now hashtematically stomach. He knows he was supposed to come up here for some reason with this, but he doesn't know what that reason was. You see, so maybe 30 years ago you would have laughed at this, but now, oh, now you know. So Vahashta come up because Stava, now he's taking that stuff. So Mao the Tema Bitule Batle Machshav. So you might think, look, I mean, come on, the guy doesn't know what he's doing. If Vishasu saw, he's just doing something because it must mean something. What the Mishnah is teaching you is that the Hatzna'ah defines it. And until you figure out that you don't need it, you're not mevatel. And what you're doing is doing stam. I must have been thinking something, and so you're not mevatel. Your original hatsnah, you'll be higher than that. It's a fiddish.
Hatsnah means that it has some value.
Yeah, that you defined it, not that it has some value. You defined a value to you that was valuable enough to set it aside.
And that's another one to remember.
You don't remember.
It's enough to remember that he said
yes. No, I know it had some purpose. Hey, so we had on the same dot the cure for Alzheimer's and the guy who's affected.
I forgot it. The cure came first.